Fight for things you really ought to go for.
不当在的你不必得。
Things that you ought not to have, do not have it.
当在的你不要丢。
But don't get rid of things that you should.
不应当的而得，这个叫做贪。
When you have things that you ought not to have, this is greed.
当得而不得叫做笨。
If you need to get something but you do not get it, it's stupidity.
应当占而不占叫做妥协。
If you need to fight but you don't, it's called compromising.
不当占而占，这个叫做血气。
When you fight for things you ought not to, it's impulsiveness.
我们以神相争的时候，
When we fight with God,
我们就把上帝当作仇敌了。
We treat God as our enemy.
我们以神一同征战的时候，
But when we fight with God,
我们就把撒旦当作仇敌。
We treat Satan as our enemy.
当我们以撒旦相争的时候，
When we fight with Satan,
我们就以神为我们的战友。
God will become our better friend.
我们以撒旦一同征战的时候，
But when we fight with Satan,
我们就把上帝当作仇敌。
We treat God as our enemy.
所以这段圣经到最后就提出一句话出来了。
And so in the end, the sentence appears in this passage.
你要降服上帝，你要抵挡魔鬼。
You need to fight against devil and be submissive to God.
下个礼拜我们讲到那个地方去。
Next week I will talk about this.
今天的许多的人活在世界上是刚好反过来。
But today we do it the other way around.
抵挡上帝，降服魔鬼。
We resist God and submit ourselves to the devil.
求主可怜我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
内心的这个战斗力。
That there is a fighting spirit inside of us.
征战的精神。
A fighting spirit.
认清对象。
And to know who our
认清对象
，to know who we are fighting for，
把仇敌当作仇敌，把朋友当作朋友
，to understand who is our enemies and who are our friends，
把应当争的当作应当争的，把应当让的当作应当让
，and to identify what we ought to fight for and what we ought to let go。
岂不知你世俗为友，你就以上帝为仇敌吗
？Do you not know that when you are friends of the world, you are an enemy to God？
当你没有信主以前，你是爱神所恨。你是恨神所爱。
Before you become a believer, you love the things that God hate, and you hate things that God loves.
当你信主以后，你感情上被深化到一个在地位上有神的本性。
But after you believe in God, your emotions will be made sanctified, and your status will be like God.
所以彼得后书第一章第四节告诉我们
，Second Peter chapter 1 verse 4 says,
我们蒙救赎脱离这世界中情欲来的败坏。
We have been saved to be delivered from the decadence of the world.
我们就得在上帝的性情上有份。
That way we be partake in the nature of God.
We become the partaker of the divine nature of God. 我们在上帝的性情上有份的。
We become partaker in His nature.
这句话在神秘主义里面被几个人误解了。
In mysticism, some people misunderstand this.
包括了这个 Mr. Eckhart。
Including Eckhart,
Jacob Bohme,
and Jacob Bohme,
还有许多中世纪的神学家
and medieval theologians.
他们的人灵魂里面有一部分是神，有一部分根本不是神造的，因为是不是被造的东西在里面。
They believe that there is a portion of us that is divine.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我们在上帝神的性情上有份嘛。
Because here it says we are partake in His divine nature.
这句话的意思不是如此。
But this is not what it means.
我们脱离世界情欲而来的败坏。
We escape the corruption of the world.
我们对着上帝的性情上有份，什么意思呢
？That we may participate in the divine nature of God.
这里的 divine nature 绝对不是 the substance of Godhead.
It is not the substance of God.
这里是什么呢
？What does it
这里是 the morality of God's attributes.
就是上帝属性里面的道德。
上帝道德属性里面的一部分。
A part of His attribute.
我们就在他的圣洁上有份了。
We partake in His holiness.
在他的公义上有份。
In His righteousness.
在他的爱上有份。
In His love.
在他的良善上有份。
In His goodness.
所以哥林多前书第一章最后一节告诉我们。
So First Corinthians chapter one last verse.
上帝使基督成了我们的圣洁。
God made Christ our holiness.
上帝使基督成了我们的。公义
that he become our righteousness.
上帝使基督成了我们的救赎
that he becomes our salvation.
上帝使基督成了我们的智慧
and he becomes our wisdom.
这样我们得救了以后
after we are saved,
我们在救恩里面有份
we partake in salvation.
在基督的圣洁里面有份
in his holiness.
在基督的公义里面有份
in his righteousness.
在基督里面的智慧有份
in his wisdom.
哦，就在基督里面的智慧有份是一个很大的事情
it is a big thing to have part of God's
因为这件事我们超越了所有的哲学家
Because of this, we surpasses all philosophers.
当你真正领受在基督里的智慧的时候
If you truly receive the wisdom in Christ
你才明白保罗说这世上的这事在哪里呢
You will understand why Paul says We are the wise men of the world
这世界上的小学
All these are little studies of the world.
The small learning, little studies. 这些的小学问。
These are small knowledge of the world.
原来在明白真正的智慧的时候。
When you truly understand God's wisdom.
你发现这世界最大的哲学家一生所想出来的东西不是很小的东西。
You will discover that the greatest fruit of the greatest philosopher are but small things.
当然我不会用这句话帮助你更骄傲的。
I will not help you to be more arrogant.
你懂了一点圣经，表示你就什么社会都看不起。原来他们讲的你连名词都来不及去找字典。
Of course, many of them have great teachings and great lessons.
但是当真正了解的时候
，But when you truly understood,
你知道上帝的道多大的智慧。
You will understand that the wisdom of God's word is so great.
有几个很简单的例子。
A simple example.
有哪一个人用堕落的理性会想出天地哪里来的？没有。
Not one of us can figure out where heaven and earth come from without fallen reason.
有哪一个最大的就是哲学家知道人是怎么堕落的？没有办法。
Not a single philosopher can understand how decadent the human being is.
有哪一个思想家会知道基督用什么办法可以救赎人的？
Not a single thinker can figure out how Jesus Christ would save.
犹太人以为是神迹的办法。
The Jews thought that miracles would come.
希腊人以为智慧的办法。
The Greek thinks that knowledge will save us.
耶稣基督用舍己救人、钉十字架的办法，超越希腊的哲学，超越犹太的神迹的需求。
And Jesus Christ used the method of the crucifixion greater than that of the Greeks or the Jews.
求主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
前个礼拜我在香港讲道的时候。
A few weeks ago, I was preaching in Hong Kong.
我注意到一件我平常从来没有注意的事情，给我自己吓得半死。
I noticed a verse that I have not paid too much attention to, and it shocked me.
那件事情就在以弗所书第三章。
This is in Ephesians chapter 3.
如今
，today
是天上执政掌权的，知道在基督里的智慧。
The one who is in heaven knows the wisdom in Jesus Christ.
And to manifold the wisdom of Christ.To the heavenly rulers and the governors. 这天上的执政掌权的是谁呢？
Who are in power in heaven?
是上帝吗？
Is it God?
是不是？
Is it God?
这天上执政掌权是不是？
Isn't it?
是不是？不是。
No.
是谁啊？
Who was this?
是魔鬼。
It was Satan.
是撒旦。是邪灵。
It's evil spirit.
是那些运行在人心中的邪灵，顺从天上掌权者，就是恶魔。
The one in heaven that is controlling all things, that's Satan.
这句话要讲什么呢？
What does this verse mean?
这句话就是说呢，
It means
隐藏在万古中间的基督救赎的智慧。
That the wisdom and mystery of salvation of Jesus Christ.
原来是那些邪恶天使从来不知道的。
It's something which the evil angels or spirits do not know.
所有邪恶的天使长跟他的以下面的使者都以为自己是最聪明的。
So all the fallen angels think that they're most intelligent.
我们中国人稍微懂一点点这个事情。
The Chinese know this a little bit.
所以我们一句话叫做大智若愚。
So there's a saying that says a very wise man sometimes looks like he's quite stupid.
你看笨的人很多比你更聪明的。
Many people who seemingly look stupid are smarter than us.
撒旦看基督是笨的。
So when Satan looks at Jesus Christ, he thinks of him as stupid.
自己智慧充足。
And that he is very wise.
这样以西结书三十八章告诉我们。
And Ezekiel chapter 38 says.
基路伯啊，你在伊甸中间。
Seraphim, you are in Eden.
你充满智慧。
You are filled with wisdom.
所以你那时候有一个傲慢产生出来了。
And so you have arrogance.
那么从犹太的神学就早就有这样的看法了。
The Jewish theology tells us this.
就有智慧的天使长不甘愿当做天使，他要做上帝。
That an archangel that is highly intelligent wants to be God.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊。
It is the bright morning sun.
这就是在这个以赛亚第十四章说也告诉我们。
Isaiah chapter 13,
是你心高气傲，你心里说，我要与至上者同等。
Your arrogance says that I want to be together with the Most High.
这就被造的天使脱离他自己被造的位分，盼望以创造者等量齐观。
This is a situation where a created angel wants to be together at the same status as the creator God.
这个很可怕的一件事情。
Something that was most frightening.
那么，如果你从 John Milton 的《圣诺言》这本万句长诗里面，你看到他的神学思想，你会很惊奇。
In John Milton's Paradise Lost, you will see his theology there.
他那个时候。
At that time,
曾经想过这个问题
he thought about this.
是超越所有当代所有神学家所曾经达到的境界
and he was able to think about something that all theologians couldn't figure out.
John Milton 说什么呢？
John Milton says,
上帝说所有的被造的天使都要敬拜耶稣。
God said all created angels must worship Jesus
Christ. All the angels of God worship him. 这个时候呢,所有的天使都跪拜在耶稣的面前。
And so all angels will worship Jesus.
有一个天使长, 绝对不拜,
but one archangel refused.
有一点像, 尼布加利撒, 叫所有的人敬拜那个金像的时候, 撒德拉, 米撒, 亚伯尼哥, 偏偏不要跪下一样。
It's like the story of how Nebuchadnezzar wants people to worship to the golden idol, but the three friends of Daniel refused.
这是创世以前的事情。
These are something that happens before the creation of the world. So when this archangel refuses to pray, all his fellow angels will not do that.
那怎么办呢?
What will happen?
这一个天使长就被称为撒旦。
This archangel is called Satan.
本来是天使长,
he was an archangel.
本来是大有能力的,
with power.
本来是执行上帝命令的,
to do God's will.
本来是光明的天使,
a bright
明亮之星,
the
早晨之子,
the son of the morning.
现在上帝宣布 Satan, 撒旦这个字呢, 希伯来文的意思就是抵挡者。
In Hebrew, Satan means opposer.
当他宣布了以后呢,
after he was declared an opposer, he fell.
他在天上至高之处的敬拜中间没有份了。
He cannot partake in the highest worship on heaven.
掉在半空中,
but he will fall into mid-air.
来半空中做什么呢?
To do what?
他在那里掌管邪恶的世界,
to rule the evil world.
所以这个叫做空中掌权者。
So he is the principality of the world.
圣经讲空中掌权者不是指上帝，是指魔鬼。
And so this was referring to Satan instead of God.
不同地方在哪里呢?
The difference is
空中掌权者,
the principalities of the air,
被造的天空,
is in a created world.
万有之主,
but the Lord of all things,
是在天与天上的天, 尚且不够让你的宝座居住,
is one who cannot even be contained above heaven, above heaven.
天与天上的天, 两层了, 还不够, 所以需要第三层, 圣经说叫三层天,
The Bible talks about the third heaven because heavens are not enough to contain.
路加福音第一章叫做至高，第二章至高之处永远归于上帝。
Luke chapter 2 says, glory to God in the highest.
所以当我们祷告的时候,
so when we pray,
我们就向至高之处的上帝祷告。
We are praying to God in the highest.
但祷告冲到一半的时候,
but at halfway,
空中的掌权者拦阻了。
It will be blocked by the principalities of the air.
祷告冲不上去了,
and the prayer could not get through.
结果一定要一个名,
in the end, there must be a name.
超过一切这正掌权的名的名, 耶稣的名, 你才能通过去。
The name of Jesus that is higher than all names given.
为什么回教徒的祷告跟我们一样样的?
And so the Muslim prayer has some similarity with us.
直到最后一句的时候不一样,
but it's different at the end.
我们奉耶稣的名, 阿们, 他们没有, 他们直接, 阿们。
Because we pray in the name of Jesus, but they don't.
因为这位超过一切这阵掌权有位主治能见不能见现在的将来的来世的永恒的这个名超过万有之上的名那个名, only the name in Jesus, 你才能冲过去。
Only the name of Jesus is above all things, and with his name we can break through this barrier.
好, 上帝,
and God,
在至高之处,
is in the highest,
被造的空中,
in the created world,
邪恶, 背叛的天使长,
and there's evil archangels.
那么那些小天使呢?
What about the smaller angels?
跟随背叛天使成为邪灵物鬼的一大批。
A lot of them become evil spirits following this archangel that's fallen.
接下来呢?
And then,
上帝在撒旦背叛以后, 才创造亚当夏娃。
And God created Adam and Eve after the archangels has gone away.
亚当夏娃被造的时候呢,
when Adam and Eve were created,
是比天使微小一点,
they were created slightly lower than the angels.
上帝,
so God,
这正掌权的,
the principality of the air,
世界上的人,
the people of the world,
有动物,
the animals,
有植物,
the plants,
有物质的世界,
the material world,
完全没有生命的,
lifeless
world. 是这样的层次下来,
so there are many different layers,
最高的创造者,
from the highest,
最低的被造物,
to the lowest material,
中间有这个层次在里面,
there are many things in between.
那么人在哪里呢?
Where is the human kind?
人是高过万有,
we are higher than all things,
是物质世界里面最高的活物,
the highest living being in the material world.
但是人在天使的面前,
but before the angels,
我们的位分是比他低一点,
we are made slightly lower than them.
所以这样呢, 你看见,
so in this way, you will see,
无论是 这诗篇第八篇,
whether it's Psalms chapter 8,
还有希伯来书第二章,
Hebrews chapter 2,
都提到比天使微小的人,
he talks about human being made as slightly lower, lower than the angels.
到了希伯来书第二章的时候,
but Hebrews chapter 2,
耶稣到地上做人的时候,
it says when Jesus came in the flesh,
他也曾经暂时 比天使微小一点。
For a while, he was lower than even the
angels. 暂时 temporarily,
for temporary,
he was made lower a little bit than the angels.
比天使还小一点。
因为耶稣来地上做人了。
Because Jesus came in the flesh.
但是呢
，However,
希伯来书又告诉我们
，Hebrews says,
天使岂不是成为蒙救赎之人的仆役吗？
Aren't angels the messengers of those who have been saved?
The servants. To serve those who are saved people.
成为得救人的仆役。
所以这样我们看见天使的位分到底比人高或者比人低呢？
So the question is, are angels higher or lower than men?
你注意听下面的话语。
Take note of what I'm about
to say. 当人犯罪以前，
Before we have sinned,
人是本来是按上帝的形象造的。
We have been made in the image of God.
因为被造有肉身的存在。
Because we are made with a physical body.
所以我们被造比天使更低的地位。
So we are made a bit lower than the angels.
但是
，However，
天使没有救赎的可能。
Angels cannot be saved.
人有救赎的可能。
But we can be saved.
人犯罪以后
，After we have been
sinned， 就完全低于所有的天使。
We become lower than all angels.
我们的肉身中间，
in our physical bodies,
我们的罪恶的里面，
we are in sin.
我们不但在原造就比天使低，
not only were we created originally lower than the angels.
犯罪之后被天使管制。
After we have sinned, we are ruled by the angels.
约翰一书第五章十九节告诉我们，
First John chapter 5 verse 19 says,
全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
The entire world is in the hand of the evil one.
以弗所书第二章第二节告诉我们，
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2 says,
他们行事为人随从肉体的情欲，也就是顺服那空中掌权者在他们心中运行的邪灵。
They follow the ways of this world and the rulers of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is at work in their heart.
被造地位是低一点，
So we are made a bit lower.
犯罪以后的地位是被控制。
After we have sinned, we are in control by others.
完全顺服他。
Completely submissive to
him. 所以人是很可怜的。
So we are in a sad stage.
那么当耶稣到世界上来的时候，
But when Jesus Christ came,
他进入受造界。
He came into the created world.
进入物质界。
He entered into the material world.
进入时间界。
Entered into time space.
进入空间界。
Entered into space.
进入罪人的世界。
Enter into the world of the sinners.
但是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
这是人类中间所有罪人中间唯一的圣者。
The only holy one among all humanity.
那么他是不是被造的呢？
Was he created?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
他是不是在受造界中间呢？
Was he in the created world?
实在是。
Yes, he was.
他是在现在以绝对的身份或者以相对的身份呢？
Was he the absolute one or a relative one?
他是以绝对者进到相对的程序中。
As the absolute one, he entered into the relative process.
就是道成肉身。
The flesh, the word became flesh.
那么耶稣在地上的时候地位是什么呢？
What sort of status did Jesus have?
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
暂时比天使微小一点。
Temporarily lower than the angels.
所以 John Milton 说，
John Milton says,
这位在从前不肯向耶稣跪拜的天使长，
This archangel who refused to worship Christ，
你看见耶稣在地上暂时比天使更低，他就要耶稣拜他。
When he saw that Jesus was lower than the angels, he wanted him to worship him.
我想 John Milton 的神学思想是很精锐的。
I think John Milton has a very concise theological thought.
虽然他不是神学家，
although he's strictly speaking not a theologian.
我讲了很多次，现在很多神学里面真正有神学头脑的没有几个。
There are not too many people who are true theologians in the seminaries today.
但是很多有神学头脑的可惜不给神用。
But many people with theological thinking are not used by God.
John Milton 说，
John Milton said,
撒旦在地上的时候，
When Satan was on earth,
看见基督道成肉身，
And he saw the word became flesh,
他就基督向他敬拜。
He wants Christ to worship him.
耶稣基督用什么办法回答这句话呢？
What did Jesus say?
撒旦退我后边去吧。
Go behind me, Satan.
耶稣是以人的身份受试探。
He was tempted as a human being.
但是以神的旨意面对试探。
But he faced the temptation with the will of God.
耶稣绝对不是站在神的地位上受试探。
Jesus was not tempted as God.
因为上帝不试探人，也不受试探。
Because God does not tempt man and is not subjected to temptation.
撒旦没有资格试探耶稣的神迹。
And so Satan could not tempt the divinity of Christ.
试探把这个混乱过来。
He tried to confuse it.
耶稣马上发现。
But Jesus was alerted.
你若是上帝的儿子。
If you are the son of God.
耶稣说什么呢？
Jesus Christ.
人或者，我不是以上帝的儿子跟你试探的。
Man
人或者，
man live, not the Son of Man, God.
是上帝的儿子, 你绝对不能试探我。
If I'm the Son of God, you cannot tempt me.
神不试探人, 也不受试探。
Because God will not tempt nor is he tempted.
我在1966年的时候, 40年前,
in 1966,
我有7个礼拜天讲耶稣受试探的这个事情。
I spent 7 weeks to preach about the temptation of Christ.
他站在人性的地位上受试探。
He was tempted as a human being.
他用神性的原则来处理试探。
But he treated the thing with a divine principle.
撒旦退我后边去吧。
Go behind me, Satan.
他不跟他讨论。
He did not debate.
没有商量的余地,
no compromise.
没有讨论的可能,
no discussion.
你只有退去吧,
go behind.
因为你是抵挡上帝的,
you are the opposer of God.
我是遵行上帝旨意,
and I follow his will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
当你以世事为友的时候,
when you are friend with the world,
你以上帝为敌,
you become enemy of God.
当你在世界上的争斗不是为主的时候,
when you fight not for the Lord,
你是争斗的情欲的利害关系的里面,
you are fighting for selfish desires.
上帝的灵住在你里面,
so when the Spirit of God lives in you,
忌邪的上帝,
he is a God that is jealous about evil.
讲了这些以后呢,
after this,
雅各讲一些好像无关紧要、风牛马不相及的话语。
James gave a verse that's seemingly irrelevant.
但他赐更多的恩典,
but he gave us more grace.
所以圣经说,
that is why scripture says,
上帝拦阻骄傲的人,
God opposes the proud.
上帝赐恩给谦卑的人,
but give grace to the humble.
所以第六节的结束,
the end of chapter, verse 6,
跟前面的五节什么关系呢?
What is the relationship between this and the other verses?
我很多时候是不明白,
sometimes it's difficult to understand.
圣经世系里面许多突然出 前后无相关的字到底要做什么呢?
What does the Bible mean when it has verses that seem to be irrelevant to the earlier verses?
上帝阻挡骄傲的,
God opposes the proud.
上帝赐恩谦卑的人,
and give grace to the humble.
这个抵挡上帝的叫做撒旦,
those who opposes God is called Satan.
而上帝阻挡的就是那些以撒旦同样骄傲罪恶的人,
and God opposes those who are like Satan, sinners.
上帝赐恩谦卑的人,
and give grace to the humble.
这些谦卑的人就降服在上帝面前的人,
these are people who submit before God.
所以你看见前后不是没有关联,
so there is indeed a relationship,
是一个有机的关联,
an organic relationship.
在六节以前,
before verse 6,
争斗是为己,
fighting was for the self,
抵挡上帝,
opposing God.
到第七节的时候,
verse 7,
是顺服上帝抵挡魔鬼,
we submit to God and oppose Satan.
第六节就变成一个转, 转过来的一个中介的一节的圣经,
and so verse 6 become an intermediate verse.
上帝的恩典给谁呢?
Who will God give his grace to?
给谦卑的人,
to the humble.
谁是谦卑的人?
Who are the humble?
谁是骄傲的人?
Who are the proud?
谁是真正谦卑的人?
Who are people who are truly humble?
那些继续降服在神的面前,
those who continue to submit to God,
遵行神的旨意为己任,
to do the will of God as their own will,
以神的爱恨为自己的爱恨,
to have the love and hatred of God as their own love and hatred,
以神的真理为自己理性的内容,
to have the truth of God as the content of their own reasoning,
以神的意志为自己的意志,
that the will of God becomes their own will,
以神的旨意决定自己的行动,
that the plan of God decides their own actions,
以神的计划决定自己的工作,
and that the will of God decides their own work.
这些人是真正谦卑的人,
these are the truly humble.
谦卑不是你说什么我的是的是的, 那不是谦卑,
humble humility is not just agreeing with whatever people say,
那个叫做盲从,
that's blind following.
谦卑不是对对对对对对对对, 那叫做 yes man.
Humble humility doesn't mean you just say yes all the time.
谦卑不是一定照你的意思做, 那个叫做奴仆.
Humility doesn't mean that you are like a slave to another person.
礼多必诈,
when you are too,
谦卑是什么?
What is true humility?
谦卑就是无论你生命到什么地步, 都继续存一个受教的耳朵。
Humility comes when whatever stage in life you are in, you are still teachable.
对真理无限无止境的追求, 这个叫做谦卑。
And humility comes when you have an infinite searching for the truth of God.
对自己永远不满意, 常常要愿意被更正, 愿意被修正, 这个叫做谦卑。
Humility comes when you are willing to be corrected all the time.
有的人对你好得不得了, 啊, 是的是的, 你讲什么, 他永远不要变, 为什么? 因为他根本认为他就是绝对对, 你不必他对你谦卑以为, 他还是对你很好的。
And some people will agree to everything you say, not because they are humble, but because they think they are always right.
谦卑是什么?
What is humility?
谦卑就是肯被更正。
It means you are willing to be corrected.
谦卑肯承认自己有毛病。
You are willing to admit that you may be wrong.
我这么老了还会错吗?
How can I be wrong? I'm so old.
我叫了这么久还有毛病吗?
I've thought so many times. How can I be wrong?
我吃的盐比你的米更多，我还会错吗?
I've eaten more salt than you have eaten rice.
中国人有一个很谦卑的老人。
The Chinese have a very humble old person.
西方有一个很谦卑的老人。
So would the West.
中国人这个谦卑的老人姓孔，叫孔子。
In the East, this humble person is Confucius.
西方一个很谦卑的老人姓尼的，叫尼哥底母。
In the West is Nicodemus.
这两个人都是老人。
Both were old people.
他们老的时候都去拜师。
Both went to look for a teacher when they were old.
两个人都去找他们认为可以修正他们的老师。
Both looked for people who could correct them.
他们都看到别人有一些我没有的东西。
They both could recognize that others have something they do not have.
孔子到老子那里寻道。
Confucius went to search for the truth from 老子。
尼哥底母深夜到耶稣那里去问道。
And Nicodemus sought after Jesus Christ.
这两个人是真正谦卑的人。
So these two are the truly humble.
难道孔子不够成功吗?
But wasn't Confucius a great success?
3000个子弟不够吗?
He had 3000 disciples.
他已经是从国王到百姓都尊他为师的人，他还要拜师吗?
Why would he need to look for a teacher when even the emperor respected him?
我告诉你，自从你没有老师的那一天，你就开始失败了。
The day where you do not have a teacher anymore, you start to fail.
有很多的青年人一离开学校那一天，到死没有老师。
Many young people leave the school and they never ever have any teacher.
就是给我们有受教的石头。
May the Lord help us to have a teachable tongue.
受教的耳朵。
A teachable ear.
给我受教的心。
A teachable heart.
我的母亲教我一件事情。
My mother taught me this one thing.
跟谁讲话，眼睛一直看着他。
When you speak to someone, look at them.
你一直盯着他的眼睛，你就会有学问，有智慧。
Look at their eyes, and then you will learn something.
我后来学会这个事情。
I have learned this.
所以我无论跟谁讲话，我一定看着他。
So no matter whom I'm speaking to, I will look at them.
后来这个事情变成我讲道的习惯了。
Then it becomes my habit in preaching.
所以我讲的一定要看着我的听众。
So when I preach, I must look at the audience.
他有时候忘记了。<laughs> 但我常常看着我的听众，
I always look at my
虽然我不能同时看每一个人的眼睛，
but of course I cannot see all your eyes，
但我尽可能照射每一个人，
but I try to look at all of you，
使我们产生眼睛与眼睛之间的接触，
that there could be eye contact。
那么当有一些人讲重要话的时候，
when some people say something that's important，
我不但思想那句话多重要，
not only would I think about how important it is，
我要看他用什么态度讲出来。
I want to see how he expresses it. What sort of look?
这个变成我一生的习惯。
This has become my habit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这样你就可以吸收无穷无尽的智慧。
Then you can absorb the infinite wisdom.
后来我用这个习惯来看看现在青年人很多不是这样, 眼睛溜来溜去。
But a lot of young people today do not have eye contact.
我们说呢，这个心不在焉。
It means that they are not focusing.
因为他是 精神不在那里，
because their spirit and attitude is not there.
当耶稣行神迹的时候，
when Jesus worked his miracles,
许多人要神迹， 但是不要耶稣。
Many people wanted the miracles without Jesus Christ.
耶稣行神迹的时候，
when Jesus did his signs,
许多人犯下人顾忌耶稣， 不求他能力的来源。
Many Pharisees were jealous and did not ask where this power came from.
那个死在中间， 只有一个人，
only one person,
他说我要去找他，
said I want to look for him.
我要知道，
I want to know
他为什么有这个秘诀。
Why did he have this secret?
他的能力, 我猜得出来, 一定上帝跟他同在。
I can guess that his power came from the presence of God.
我读到法利赛毕业了。
I have graduated as a Pharisee.
我读到律法师博士了。
I have PhD in the laws.
我已经是这么高的人, 但是我清楚知道, 在他里面所有的我没有啊。
I clearly know that he has something which I do not have.
所以我要去找他。
So I must look for him.
我要去寻找那个奥秘在哪。
I must seek for this mystery.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
他一到耶稣面前的时候，
when he came before Jesus Christ,
他一叩门的时候，
and knock on the door,
他心里乱了。
He was
那我就法利赛人来找他。 如果他说我与你何干，走吧， 我怎么办？
If he would send me away, what would I do?
因为法利赛人没有一个跟他做朋友的。
Because the, none of the Pharisees are his friends.
他是我们每天咒骂的对象。
Every day we curse at Jesus Christ.
我不是看他的缺点， 我看他的好处。
But I see what's good in him.
因为我看不到任何缺点， 他看到他唯一， 这他是唯一有上帝同在才能行神迹的人。
I know that he can do all these things because God is with him.
所以他一来就拜师了。
So he came.
拉比。
And he said, Rabbi.
一个哲学博士要叫一个30岁的人叫拉比，容易不容易？
It's difficult for this professor of the law to acknowledge someone as his rabbi.
一个全国最高的宗教的教授。
He was a professor of religion in the country.
为一个刚刚出来传道行几次神迹的耶稣叫他叫老师容易不容易
Was it easy for him to call this Jesus Christ who just came out and started his ministry?
这个叫做谦卑
This was true humility.
你能不能对比你年轻的人表示尊敬呢
Will you respect those who are younger than you today?
为什么路德会后来没有接受加文宗的归正信仰呢
Why would the Lutherans reject the teaching of John Calvin?
因为马丁路德死了以后
Because after Martin Luther died,
莫兰顿真正发现伟大的改教精神是在加文那里。
Melanchthon realized that the great reform spirit is with John Calvin.
穿梭在路德会跟归正宗的中间。
And so he kept traveling between the Lutheran Church and the Reformed Church.
盼望改教运动可以变成一个又合一又坚固。有非常有影响力的运动。
He hoped that the Reformation would have unity and a great influence.
他发现加文的思想太伟大了。
He realized that the teachings of John Calvin was great.
来到了日内瓦。
When he reached Geneva,
领受了很多的教诲。
He received a lot of teachings.
当他回去要劝路德宗的时候。
But when he went back to the Lutheran Church,
他们不接受他。
They would not accept him.
因为路德宗是更 senior 的。
Because it is a more senior denomination.
马丁路德比加文更大好多岁。
Martin Luther was a lot older than John Calvin.
这就不容易了。
It is a difficult thing to do.
照样的。
In the same manner. When George Whitefield,
他真正明白预定论是从归正宗的思想出来的时候。
When he understood that predestination came from Reformed theology.
他发现同样做卫理公会创办的人，另外一个人卫斯理完全不懂预定论。
He discovered that John Wesley, the co-founder of Methodism, does not understand this.
所以他写信劝卫斯理。
So he wrote to persuade Wesley.
卫斯理每一封信都拒绝。
And Wesley rejected every letter.
他不要被改，为什么？因为我比你大，你不要劝我。
I'm more senior than you.
我知道答案了。
I know the answer.
所以他再写。
So he wrote again.
他再回。
And there's answer.
他再写。
A lot of calls.
他再回。天下有这样伟大的书信来往二十六年。
26 years they corresponded.
最后呢
？In the end,
路德哎，所以卫斯理远看自己比他年老，不能接受他。
John Wesley would not accept advice from a younger person.
这些伟人已经没有老师了。
Because they had no longer have any teachers.
他们没有苏格，没有这个尼哥底母的拜师的心。
They do not have the attitude of Nicodemus.
所以最后一封信
，The last letter.
卫斯理说什么呢
？John Wesley said,
我没有办法传一个不公平的上帝，定这个人得救，定那个人灭亡。这种上帝，我是不要传他的福音的。
I cannot preach about a God who is unjust because some will be saved, some will not be saved.
所以今天很多卫理公会的人从来不明白预定论，因为你们的创办人从来不要好好修习预定论。
And because of that, the founder refused to understand predestination, so many Methodists would not understand.
那么你说，那卫理公会要怎么办呢
？And what would the Methodist Church do?
卫理公会有两个创办人，不是一个创办人。
There are two founders, not one.
你们不是单单从卫斯理听他的讲道受感动到了，你们从另外一个卫理公会的创办人怀特菲去明白什么叫做。预定论跟归正宗教。
You can understand predestination from the other founder, George Whitefield.
因为那也是卫理公会伟大的人物。
He is also a great person from the Methodist Church.
历史上我最尊重的人之一就是卫理公会第二个创办人乔治·怀特菲。
He is one of the people that I respect most.
我相信他是历史中最大有能力的宣讲者三个人之一。
I believe he is three of the most powerful evangelists in the history of the mankind.
第一是施洗约翰。
The first one is John the Baptist.
第二是他。
The second is this person.
第三是中国的宋尚杰。
The third one is Dr. John Sung.
我不是说呢，保罗没有宋尚杰的能力，我不是那样说。
I'm not saying that Paul is not like John Sung.
我只是宣讲产生的力量的这个历史中间。
I'm talking about the influence of preaching.
他们在传福音的工作上有很特别的力量在里面。
These people have special powers within them.
怀特菲曾经在五天的聚会里面，第一天200人听，最后一天差不多20,000多人听。
George Whitefield in one of his gospel rallies started with 200 and ended with 20,000 people.
我不知道保罗没有能力。
I'm not saying that Paul.
这个角度来看，曾经显出这种能力的，他是其中一个很大的人。
But from this angle, he was a person that manifested such power.
使徒约翰可以在旷野建讲台，结果呢，犹太各乡各城的人都到他面前，烈日暴晒之下听他讲悔改吧。因为天国进了的福音
and John the Baptist preached from the wilderness and multitude came to repent
照样
in the same manner
送上街，在古兰玉英华书院的球场上，一个人没有 microphone 对6000个人讲道，一共30天90多场，每一场2-3个钟头。
And John Soong preached without a microphone to 6,000 people in a football field for 30 days.
这是人类历史上宣讲福音最伟大的神迹奇事。
These are the great signs and wonders of evangelism in the history of mankind.
但是呢
，However，
为什么就不要听劝
？Wesley will not be persuaded.
为什么呢
？Why？
我比你更年大。
Because I'm more senior.
所以人年纪越大，越不容易听人家的话。
So the older we become, the more stubborn we become.
年纪越大，越不容易拜师。
The less we are willing to go seek for a teacher.
孔子不是如此。
This was not the case for Confucius.
尼哥底母不是如此。
Nor was it for Nicodemus.
啊，你说怪不得我的爸爸不听我的话，老了就不要听我的话。
It's difficult.
你爸爸不要听你，因为你比他更年轻，很难听你的话的。
It's difficult for your father to listen to you.
除非你真的比他懂，而且他又肯谦卑，他就可以听你的话。
Unless you
不然你不要叫每一个人听你的话才好。
Truly know what you are talking about, and he is humble. If not, he won't listen.
孔子见老子的时候
，When Confucius saw 老子，
他沿途跋涉
，He went for a long way.
历乡历境
，Went through a lot of difficulties.
跑到老子所住的地方去
，To went to the place where 老子 stayed.
老子会不会说，哎呀，伟大的孔子，你来找我，很谦卑。
Would 老子 say that? Why you're so humble? You come all the way to look for me.
多么多学生都没一个名望像你这么高的人。
None of my students is as famous as you are.
啊，我今天增光不少。
Today I am honored.
谢谢你还把我当作你的老师。
Thank you for treating me as your teacher.
老子怎么讲呢？
老子 said.
老子一点不客气。
He was not quite rude.
你求什么
？Say what are you asking for?
我求道。
He said I'm looking for the way.
你这种态度要求道。
老子 said your kind of attitude, you want to look for the way.
你这样的不像样要求道。
You don't
气质是交态于银质，否则你不能明道。
You got to be humble, unless you are humble, you cannot understand the way.
去掉你的交态吧。
Get rid of your
你的银质吧。
Your selfish desire.
你这样的傲慢的态度怎么会明白道
？How can you understand the way with such arrogance?
你这种不专不忠的字怎么会明白道
？How can you understand with such attitude?
当一个伟大的人被另外伟大人刷一刷，很不好受的。
It's difficult for a great man to be scolded by another great person.
我的学生比你多。
My student have more students.
如果你有几百，我有3000。
You have a few hundred, I have 3000.
所以我年纪比你小一点。
Although I'm younger than you.
因为你比我更老，叫做老子。
Because you are a little older than me.
但是我不是普通人，你懂吗
？But I'm not an average person.
孔子不生气。
But Confucius was not angry.
我在传道界里面都看到很多了。
We see a lot of this in ministry.
有的你讲一句，他永远恨你。
Some people hate you just because you corrected them.
你劝他几句话，他就不能接受你了。
He cannot accept you when you try to persuade them.
我不跟他计较了。
I will not be angry.
我心里知道哪一个传道是灵性好，灵性不高，灵性很差很高的，我有我的分数表。
In my heart, I know who are spiritual, who are not.
孔子回去的时候
，When Confucius returned,
对他的学生说什么
？He told the student,
天上的鸟怎么飞？我知道。
I know how the birds fly in the air.
海里的鱼怎么游？我也知道。
I also know how fishes swim.
但是什么叫龙的？哪里来哪里？我不知道。
But I do not know about the dragon.
龙不是鸟。
Dragon is
not a bird.
All the fish.
但是它呢会飞天会转地，我怎么明白
？I cannot understand how you fly and go into the earth.
我告诉你
，I tell you.
今天我见到老子啊
，Today I saw 老子，
就好像见到龙一样。
Like I have seen the dragon.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
谁是谦卑的人
？Who is the truly humble?
直到老
，Until you are old,
还要拜师的
，You still look for teacher.
谁是谦卑的人
？Who are the humble?
无论多成功。
No matter how successful you are,
看自己还没有完全。
You still see yourself as imperfect.
什么是谦卑的人呢
？Who are the humble?
永远
，those forever.
看见别人还有好处，他可以学习的人。
Recognize how they can learn from others.
圣经说
，The Bible says,
上帝阻挡骄傲的人。
God opposes the proud.
上帝赐更多的恩典给谦卑的人。
And give grace to the humble.
你多成就了吗
？Have you accomplished a lot?
你相信不相信，你还会有更大的成就呢？
Do you not believe that you can accomplish even more?
信不信
？Do you believe?
信不信
？Do you believe?
因他赐更多恩典。
Because he give you more grace.
但只有给一种人。
But to only to some people.
谦卑的人。
Those who are humble.
我常对主说：“主啊，我要再进步。”
I always say to the Lord, I want to improve more.
我盼望做更大的工作。
I want to do even greater work.
无论到什么时候。
No matter until what stage.
到多大的年龄。
Until what age.
我相信你还有更多的恩典。
I believe you have more grace for me.
照我知道的哈。
Based on what I know,
我还需要进步。
I still need to improve.
所以我直到今天。
So till today,
我尽量学习。
I still try to learn.
尽量吸收。
Try to absorb.
我也盼望每一个人。
I hope that all of us
明白这句话。
Understand this verse.
上帝 阻挡骄傲的人。
God opposes the proud.
他赐恩给谦卑的人。
But give grace to the humble.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天讲到这里。
We will stop here today.
下个礼拜。
Next week.
我们讲怎样抵挡撒旦，怎样顺从上帝。
We will talk about how we should resist the devil and submit to God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
十字架，十字架。